Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
Good evening and welcome to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. I am your worldwide host, Dr. Charles D. I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. I am your relationship coach. You asked for it and we made it happen. Listen, share with a friend that Embracing Love is on the air, and we are on the hot new Q, QLJNRadio.com, and we're streaming live, and you can also dial in at 515-605-9768. Embracing Love is a show about real people with real day-to-day issues, having real relationship problems, and looking for a real relationship solution. There's many of you out there that are listening, and you're dating, you're engaged, you're even married, and you're dealing with some hurt, some pain, some unhappiness. There's some dysfunctions in your life, and you want to throw in the towel. You're really not sure which direction to go. But I want you guys to stay tuned. I'm here every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may feel like you want to just walk away from it. You may be dating and going through some challenges and thinking that the person that you're with is not the right person. Maybe you think you want to across the fence, look over the fence. Maybe the grass is going to be a little greener on the other side. You might not like all the answers that I talk about from time to time, but I want you to know you have to clean out that hurt. You have to dig deep down into those dysfunctions and find out where things are going wrong. What's making that pain take place in your life? My goal is to teach couples great ways to communicate, to listen, to learn, and to express your needs, your desires. I want you to understand those very clearly, how to create romance and embrace a healthier relationship, a fulfilling sex life. That's right, a fulfilling sex life, and how to become a satisfied, intimate, and connected couple. Listen, tonight I am excited. I am really excited about the show tonight. Tonight's show is actually going to be a little longer. Normally I do a 60-minute show, but tonight is the founder of QOJN Radio. It is Lady Jazz, the entertainer, Lady Jazz Simmons, my twin. Her birthday is tomorrow, and I want all of you guys in the listening audience to dial in tonight and give her birthday wishes. The platform is 515-605-9768. Dial in and press 1, and we will get you in to say your birthday wishes. If it wasn't for Lady Jazz, my story goes back several years, about 5 or 6 years, when I was just coming into radio. I was coaching and I was mentoring people, and she brought me into her show, and she said, I want you to be a part of my show and talk to people about relationships. And I wasn't exactly sure about it, but I did it, and I got a great response from the people. And I said, this is something that I can do. I want to be able to speak and teach people. And she brought me back again and again and again, and she would have shows on the Lady Jazz show and the Morning Station show. And she said, Dr. Dean, she said, Twin, I want you to be a part of the show because people like to hear you. People like to listen to you. So I began doing it, and I thought to myself, this is great. So I asked her, being that we had some time, we've been together, kind of knew enough about one another. I said, listen, Twin, will you help me get on the network? Will you help me build my own network? I tell you, to this day, I laugh and I joke about it. Of course, her exact words were, fool, why don't you just be on my network? Why don't you get a show and just be on my network? And the rest is history. Embracing Love came into fruition. Lady Jazz has been by my side. She has been helping me with my radio career. It's really because of Lady Jazz that has put me into a spotlight that I probably would not have stepped into. Of course, she gave me the platform to speak to millions. QLJN Radio is an award-winning network, and it's a .com network, which means you can hear us on any mobile device. You can go to QLJNradio.com, and you can click, and you'll see the shows, and Embrace Love is sitting there, and I have people every day that is downloading one of my shows or sending me a message about my show. It's because of Lady Jazz. She's been a friend of mine. I love her dearly. I want all of you guys tonight in Love and Relationships and all of the other social media platforms, I want you guys to reach out to her, show her your love, give her her birthday wishes, all of the above, because I know if you know the Lady Jazz that I know, she has touched your heart. She has been there for so many of the hosts. She has been there through your show. She'll tell you when it's right. She'll tell you when it's wrong, because she wants you to be the best that you can be. Video. Her personality, her spirit, she has a loving, divine attitude, and because of that, I reach out to her. She told me that her birthday was coming up over the weekend as I was trying to just connect with her, and immediately I had other things on my platform to teach and to talk about, but immediately I said, I want to do a show for Lady Jazz. I had to give her the respect. I had to give her flowers now, not at another time. Even though I wish her a happy birthday over the last several years of knowing her, but when it was my birthday, I could be on the air and she would pop in and she would take over the show and she would say, happy birthday, Twin, and everybody will call in, or she will make an announcement to call in because it's Twin's birthday, or it was another host's birthday, or it was this time of the year, because she's that kind of woman. She's going to make sure that you guys are taken care of. I can't leave out her soulmate, DJ Flip, who has been by my side pretty much since the time I've gotten into radio. He and I would have a little bit of conversation, you know, before we got on the air, 10, 15 minutes, and we would talk about different things and talk about relationships. And, you know, there's some things that he actually helped me through in my own personal life because of the conversation that we have. Long and behold, I did not know at all that Lady Jazz and DJ Flip were going to become a couple. Not just a couple, they are the couple. When you look at any picture of love, you have to think about them. I have been welcomed into their home. I have been around to see their personalities. I have seen them interact. This is a couple that is love. These two people love one another. I am honored that I have also been able to coach, give them premarital coaching when they were planning to get married. And it was an honor that they took their vows very seriously. It wasn't just like Twin, I want to talk to you, or DJ Flip said, listen, I want to talk to you. They actually scheduled appointments and the times for us to talk. They were actually there. And that meant that they were serious about their union. And because of that, I love both of you guys. Tonight, I want you guys to dial in and honor this woman, honor this man, DJ Flip, Lady Jazz. 515-605-9768. When we come back, we're going to bring in the queen, and we're going to talk to her and wish her a happy birthday. I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. Tonight, you're with me on a special edition of Embracing Love, Lady Jazz Birthday Celebration, right here on the Hot New Q. Welcome back to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. Tonight we are honoring and celebrating Lady Jazz, my twin. Lady Jazz, welcome to Embracing Love. How are you, twin?
Hey, what's going on, twin? Thank you so much. Man, before you go any further, let me just, wow, you said so much. You said so much, and I just want to just kind of make something clear to the listeners. I have never met this man before in my life. Everything you said is wrong. No, I'm sitting here blushing. I've got tears in my eyes. My throat's real hot because I'm trying to hold back, you know, from bawling. But what you said was so sweet, so overwhelmingly syrupy. You know, you can get syrupy sometimes, and you got syrupy on the introductions. But I love you so much. Thank you, twin.
So how are you? What's happening? Tell us your plans for your birthday. What's going on? Listen, family, I want you guys to dial in at 515-605-9768. If you're listening, press 1. We will get you into the green room, and you can give your birthday wishes. So what's going on, twin? Talk to us.
Well, you know, my birthday is actually tomorrow. And for the past few years, you know, we were going all out for Halloween. We bought costumes and throwing a big party and, you know, had a big cake and bottles of champagne and danced with each other, you know, just kind of hold each other up so we wouldn't fall down. Well, you know, we did that kind of stuff for the past few years. But this year, you know, this year I think we're going to just mainly chill. And I want to explain to you why. Right now, you know, my state is in a crisis. You know what I mean? And there are just so many fires going on, fires right now going on here in California, Northern and Southern California. And my heart is heavy for the people that are involved in that. And my heart is also heavy for even the first responders that are out there, you know, fighting exhaustion themselves, but, I mean, tirelessly to fight these fires. And, you know, and the families that have been devastated through the fire. So my heart is a little bit heavy. My initial plan was to get on the freeway, roll up the Pacific Coast Highway, maybe, you know, go to a beach somewhere and grab a really nice, sexy room in Monterey or, I don't know, somewhere, and just hang out for the weekend. But I've changed my mind because I just didn't feel right within myself, within my spirit, you know, to be rolling out there when people are burning, you know what I mean? My neighbors are burning. Their property
right,
is burning,
right.
You know? Just a lot of stuff is burning. So I think we're going to just stay home, twin. I think we're going to stay home, eat crab and shrimp and potatoes and hot links and corn on the cob, turn on the music and dance, take pictures, you know, have a good time, you know?
I know that's right. I know that's right. Listen, I got something very special for you because it's been near and dear to my heart, and as I go back into the memory of you and I and your show, this is something that kind of, because of me being a musician, first of all, this brought, you know, me very close to you, and knowing that you were a singer and everything, this, even now when I listen to this song, it gives me, you know, I get really emotional to it, you know. So take a listen to this and tell me what you think about this. I went into the archives.
Wow.
I dug deep for that. I mean, that, you know,
wow,
you just don't understand. That song, you know, would touch my heart. Just And I wanted to be on your show. I was like, I got to be on the Lady Jack show. I got to be on the Lady Jack.
Oh, my goodness. You dug deep for that. Let me just tell you about that theme song. I was on my way to the studio to record three other jingles for three other shows. And on the way there, I realized, wait a minute. I told the dude I had four jingles, and I can't remember what the fourth one was. Oh, my God, and I'm going to have to book again. You know, I started to get stressed out, and then at the last minute, I realized, oh, it's my own show that needs a jingle. So on the way to the studio, I just started humming some stuff in my head. The Lady Jazz Night Show. And it just came together, and when I got there, I threw the harmonies on it, and it worked out. It worked out, and that's the story behind that jingle.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
So we have a caller we have a caller on the line. Someone special, near and dear to your heart as well. Come on in, caller. Say hello.
Hey, Lady Jazz. Happy birthday.
Oh, you are here.
Yeah.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, girl.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I really do appreciate you calling in, because you didn't have to. You know, you old, too. You know what I mean? So you could have stayed in the bed. You could have stayed asleep. But you decided to push your way through and to call in and wish me a happy birthday. And that really means a lot to me. So thank you. You're going to stick around for a while and hang out with
Hi, Dr.
Gene. Hey, Gene, how's it going?
It's going.
Thanks for calling in. You know.
Oh, you're welcome.
When I come to Sacramento, you are always there to welcome me, and I appreciate
that
about you. You're like, Dr. Dean. Are you hungry? You want anything to eat? You want something to drink? I mean, you okay? I greatly appreciate that hospitality.
No problem. And I'm still waiting on them chicken wings.
You know, that's right. That's a joke between Gene and I when I was in Sacramento.
Yeah.
We were at the lounge and we was trying to get some food.
Yeah. Trying to get them chicken wings.
I don't know if they ran out or if they had some, but we never got them.
You know what happened. Now, you remember that little snafu that happened at the awards? Somebody made an announcement and said free wings at the liaison, right?
Right.
So by the time we got there, before the owner, Abby, got to the liaison, the bartender and the cook were taking orders for free wings. So they're serving these wings up to these people that are going there saying, y'all got free wings, or they just made the announcement. When Abby got to the place, she realized, what the hell? The wings are not free. So the wings were gone. They were gone. And we made no money on those wings that night. Which was not the intention. Somebody made that announcement in error.
Absolutely.
Ended up costing you your wings, you know. But you know what, though? One thing about Gene is she is a very hospitable person. And I remember you made a comment similar to that the last time you were here, and how helpful, and how, you know, she's just so generous with helping you and just making sure you're comfortable. And she's just awesome like that. That's why I keep her around.
You know, it is definitely.
Come out right, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Oh my goodness, it is definitely wonderful. Jane, hang around. We're going to take a quick break.
Right.
Listen, we are with Lady Jazz tonight. When we come back, we're going to bring in her other half, the better half. They walk together. all of the above. You name it, they do it. I am so excited about them. DJ Flip, he's just like my brother to me, man. He and I, you know, we've talked about some things, and this man got up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to take me to the airport, and he had to be at work at a certain time. And you know, I'm just grateful for friends and to be able to connect with different ones like that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to DJ Flip, and he's going to give his birthday wish.
your future husband. Dear future husband, wanna tell you how I feel. This love affair is oh so real. Ooh, and I'm so glad you came into my life. And now
life like with fast unlimited data? Check it out. With Metro PCS, you step into the latest trend. You like this? Do it.
I'm in a sweet spot. I'm in the clouds.
Share it. Watch it spread. You've been following. Now be followed. Get Metro PCS and enjoy a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S., just like AT&T and Verizon, for less. Switch now and get four lines of unlimited data for $100, period. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
Welcome back to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. Tonight, my special guest, Lady Jazz, happy birthday. The song, the original song, Dear Future Husband, from yours truly. What I want to do now is bring in that husband, DJ Flip. Welcome to the show. How you doing, my brother?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Man, how are you?
That's my baby.
What's going on, man? Hey, I tell you, every time I hear that song, it's like, wow, it's almost surreal because, you know, I was like, hey, that's about me.
No, that's right.
It was really flattering and, you know, every time she performs it, you know, every time she performs it, it's like the first time. So it's like, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed about it, you know. And I do want to wish her a very happy birthday. You know, it'll start in the morning whenever I get off work. But truly, I do want to wish her a happy birthday and many, many more. You know, we're gonna really celebrate. Lady Jazz. Of course, Lady Jazz. Why would I even be on the phone? I tell you what, I'm gonna mute myself.
Don't you dare.
Y'all
don't
go ahead. I'm gonna mute myself.
But No, I'm just saying you were just referring to me as if I wasn't here. I'm right here.
Oh, I knew you were. I knew you were. That's why I said her. I knew you was listening. I mean, come on now.
So what's been going on?
I appreciate that.
You got any plans that you can speak about on the air?
Nah, I'm withholding all information until tomorrow. So it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all
he's sneaky, but I'm ready for him. I'm ready for Phillip. I know he likes to come with surprises. I'm ready for him. Now I do want to say something about that song, "Dear Future Husband." I got to give a shout out to the producer Mark J. Brown. That song, you know, I'm really not much of a singer. I love to sing, but I'm not really much of a skilled singer. But I
Stand
love
out
singing
production.
That song. I love singing that song, and I've been asked by Alex Daniels, who is putting together a short film. I've been asked to perform that song in a bar scene in a 1940s setting, sing that song in like a really sexy kind of way.
Wow.
And I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be there to my sing, baby. Sing, baby.
Right. And so Phillip will be sitting there in the bar scene as well. So, I'm going to be this big, buckling beauty, singing "Dear Future Husband," on a sexy level.
Mm.
I don't know how
like
sexy
sang.
They want me
I'm
to
be like,
it.
Sang, baby. Sang, baby.
Do they want me to, like, just do a lot of slithering on stage, or do they want me to slide down a pole while singing it? How sexy do you want me to be?
Hey.
You know, Twin, I'm,
it might
say
you let it all hang out.
Twin,
cool.
I'm glad that you spoke about that and the other ventures that you have going on. I want to take that to the segue. I wanted to ask your permission and make sure that this is something that you wanted to talk about, because you have such a great following in the radio industry. So let everybody know what's going on with you in the radio industry. And I know you're being blessed in so many ways and so many avenues, and especially with, this film coming up and different things. So kind of tell us what's happening with you.
Nothing. No, okay.
You said that right. You said that right. You said that right. Absolutely.
Let me tell you what's going on, Flip. We done got her back into the music, and she's on the air, and she's kind of feeling, so I'm trying.
Oh,
I'm trying
yeah, you
to get
know
her
that.
To talk about, I'm trying to get her to talk about some things, and she's like, nah, I don't know if I want to.
No.
Yeah.
No,
she's always been. Play it close to the vest type person. So,
I'm just funning. I'm just funning with y'all. But, QLJN, I'm so proud of the hot new Q, formerly known as KLJN 107.7. I am so proud of my baby, and this was something that was birthed for those of you who don't know. It was birthed back in 2012, so 7 years ago I had this baby.
Listen to this
and,
guy playing with you.
and then from this baby, came Dr. Charles Dean, the relationship coach, aka the relationship mentor, and even Phillip Simmons came through. Love and Relationships Group and the radio station.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Much
yeah.
Came through the radio station so much. I've met some wonderful people, both famous and infamous, some really awesome folks I've had a chance to collaborate with and to work with, people that I will never forget. And then again, there's some people that I want to forget, and that's in every industry, I'm pretty sure it is, but this industry here has really taught me a whole lot, about people and even about myself, more importantly. When I met my husband, when I met Philip, I had no idea. We weren't looking at each other today. We became colleagues, co-workers, co-hosts. He began to help me with the radio station. But although he'll tell you that, you know, he was on the low trying to pursue me, I wasn't having it because my mind was just on building the radio station. I didn't know that, you know, he was my king and wanted to help me build, but I wasn't having it. So, you know, we built the radio station. We did the whole
She tried to play coy.
I was coy. And we did,
she tried
we
play
did
coy.
So much. And now that, you know, Philip Simmons and I have come together and we've made a union, my interests have changed. And I don't even know if that's really the right word, but that's, I'm going to use interest for the lack of a better word for right now. I think for even if it's temporary, I don't know. But for right now, I got to be honest with myself and honest with the people and my supporters. With you, Dr. Dean, and with everyone, I just really just wanted to pull back a little bit because when I got married, I'm going to tell you, because it was the happiest day of my life. And I am happier than I've ever been right now in my life. And I feel that, and I thought about this, and I've done some self-examination, Dr. Dean, and I've looked at it to try to figure out, well, what is it? It's because...
Wait. For those that are listening... Lady Jazz is serious. Anytime I get a Dr. Dean and not a twin,
yeah,
you better believe she is serious from her heart.
Right.
What she's talking about. Go ahead, twin.
I'm serious from my heart. I'm glad you noticed that. I just when I was single, I think I kept myself so busy and so wrapped up and involved and engaged in everything around me. I mean, I went everywhere, I did everything, and I was in front of everybody's camera, you know, doing stuff. And I believed, you know, I wanted to be seen. I wanted to be noticed. I wanted to be talked to. I was single. You know, what single woman, you know, doesn't want to be noticed and acknowledged and seen? So I was out there busy and getting a lot of attention, both positive and negative. But I'm just doing some, for the most part, good attention. But when Philip and I got together, Dr. Dean, all that stuff that I was doing for the radio station and for everything else that I was doing, all the shows that we were doing every weekend, the interest began to change, and I needed to make some adjustments. And now my marriage is so important to me. It is so important to me. The health of my relationship is very important, so I make sure that I contribute as much energy and that I invest everything that I did into the radio station into my marriage. And at some point that meant that I needed to pull back. And I did. It was too much for me to do at one point. And especially after Mom died, it became a little difficult and challenging for me to get back on track in that respect. But so what we're going to do is, I believe this is going to be the last year that QLJN is going to be live on the air. I'm excited about it. I mean, of course, it's a bittersweet moment because it's almost like saying goodbye to a good friend. But I'm so excited about everything that we've accomplished.
We've done a bunch.
We have been nominated so many times and recognized.
Award-winning.
Award-winning. People know who we are. And there's artists who are still posting pictures with us in the queue. And it's just awesome. It's just awesome to go back and remember what we've done. And I'm going to tell you something else. Yeah, I started the radio station and I worked hard and all that, but I'll tell you what, I had an awesome team of people that produced shows, that hosted shows. I'm giving you one of them. And I look back and I'm thinking, man, we had a cool team.
It was a bad team. It was really nice.
It was.
It really was a great team.
I was so proud of everybody. I'm still proud. It still makes me smile that everybody, you know, did what they did. Even those people that went on their way and started their own thing, I was just so proud. Just really, really proud of what everybody brought to the queue, because it wasn't just me. It was a combination of personalities, of people that, you know, that contributed to the network with their own show. So that's
exactly.
I'm going to miss that. So while I'm talking about that, I want to take the opportunity, if anybody is out there listening and they had any type of hand in QLJN, I just want to say thank you so much. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate everything that everybody's done to help build us up to where we are right now. And I just think it's time to pass the torch. I think it's time to pass the baton, you know?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel that too. But I mean, you know, I think if I can recall, reflect back on the days when it was KLJN 107.7, we had shows every day almost. I mean, yeah, because we had the morning rotation every day.
Yeah,
and then on a weekend too. So we had a good run. A lot of good people, a lot of good input, a lot of good music, a lot of good everything. Everything was really good about it, you know. It never died down. It still remained to be famous and award winning, you know. And it still was the blueprint to all these other blogs and all these other people coming off of radio stations.
Exactly.
It was the blueprint, you know.
Yeah,
oh, people didn't know nothing about internet radio till Lady Jazz dropped KLJN 107.7 out there, and that officially started the trend of people going to internet radio because they ain't know nothing about it then, you know. So Lady Jazz is like a pioneer in that aspect.
Okay.
Oh, definitely a pioneer. Definitely. You know, she's, as I said before, she's done a lot for a lot of people, and that trend is there. And you know, I'm grateful for it. I'm definitely grateful for it.
And I ain't just saying that because I'm married to her. I'm saying that because I saw that even before I married her. You know, that she was she had blazed the trail. She blazed the trail for other people to follow. In fact, it's a radio station here in Sacramento. Kind of uses a little formula that she made up on the Lady Jazz Live show. You know, on the morning rotation show. You know, little quirks and things that they do. It's like she done it. So you know, they kind of copy. You know, it's all good. You know, it's little things that
they say. Not imitation. When somebody copies you, it's like a form of flattery.
Imitation is a pure form of flattery. Yes.
Imitation. Okay. Yeah. So you know what? I never did trip too much. I'm gonna say too much because I did kind of a little bit, but I never did too much when I saw somebody else kind of biting on my stuff. You know, it kind of made me smile. Like, okay, they thought that was dope. So I think that's dope that they're using it too. You know.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's great. You know, I really thank you guys for being here tonight. You know, I'm glad that I was able to, you know, touch base and wish you a happy birthday. You know, this is something that I just want you to know, because I'm going to put this broadcast out in all of my networks. And I'm taking this marketing class to understand marketing, because sometimes we market and we don't think that we get the results that we want. But in this millennial era, marketing is different. The way we connect with people is different. So the world is going to hear this show, because I'm learning how to market it to get it to the masses so that people will never forget about Lady Jazz. And I'm doing that because you have touched my heart. I have been on so many platforms because of you. When I'm in California and I'm at the awards and we're taking pictures, I have had pictures that have gone viral and people have contacted me, and I've made so many different connections with people all because I was in your presence. You know, I was there with you. I was with QOJ and I was with KLJ and 107.7. You know, all because of that. I'm gonna make sure that wherever you go, that people still know Lady Jazz and DJ Flip, because you guys have touched my heart tremendously.
Well, you know what? That's wonderful. And I, you know what? DJ Flip, let me just say, I want to say this to the twin right quick. You know, you from the very beginning, you went back when you went back to the in the intro. You went back to when you first came on to the Lady Jazz Live show, and the response that we got, and you know, and how many people were really, really engaged in the show. I don't remember what the topic was, but the point is this, that how you became like a part of the radio. You were a part of it. And I know that you wanted to do something in the radio. I knew you was kind of picking around. You was doing some stuff. You're trying to do a show. And you were like, yes, sis, I'm thinking about starting a radio show. Like, really? You going to say that to me? Can you show me where I can do a radio show? it was so funny. And, you know, the rest is history. You've been here ever since. I mean, to the very, very end. To the very end, to where it's you. You know what I mean? It's you running the doggone show right now.
Yeah, absolutely, because of your tutelage and everything that you taught me. Anytime I needed something, you was available to teach me and to guide me, you know.
I'm always be there.
Oh, we got some work coming out. We were talking before we got on the show about some things that's going to kick off. And I was telling you about the domains and everything. I got them, and we're going to move on them, and I'm going to reach out to you and DJ Flip to kind of help me and push me into that next level as well. Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to keep this going.
Oh, you we're
definitely
going to
keep
man.
This going.
Now, I have a feeling that DJ Flip, I got a feeling that DJ Flip is a, you know, he would be very excited about, because, you know, he wasn't ready to retire from radio. That's just me doing all the talking.
Right.
That's me talking about what I'm feeling, you know, how I feel. But he's a radio man like you, so I'm sure if he can fit it in his schedule, I'm speaking for you now, babe, but he'd love to do it.
Look at you.
That's great.
You know I got a home. Hey, I love to do anything with you, man. You know that.
I know that's right, and we definitely going to do it. You know, I'm looking for some things. I'm not going to talk about them right now because this is your spotlight, Lady Jazz. But I will be posting some things on how we're going to move forward into the next phase of radio, you know, as to what Embracing Love is doing, and having you a part of that and DJ Flip a part of that for me. You know, I'm totally excited about it. So, look for it in 2020. You know, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it on point. We got some things going on.
I'm excited about that too.
You are stupid.
I am. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that for you.
You got no sense.
Cold.
Oh, you silly man.
Are we going to include?
Go ahead. That's just my close ending. But it's cool. Go ahead, talk.
Because I could do like brother Pastor Eric Robinson, be like, I don't know what that music means, but but I guess I need to stop. Oh my goodness. But I want to, you know, we've had so much fun with these shows. I mean, my goodness. You know, we just have so many laughs on, I mean, the sports show, the comedy shows, the love shows, you know, just all the shows that we've had. It's just
all of them. Everything.
All of them.
We had a great time. Yeah, we had a great time. We had a wonderful, wonderful time.
We had some fun.
So, I'm 58 tomorrow.
58?
I know. I don't. Yeah,
how much?
Man.
Nah, you ain't tell me that. You told me you was 22.
58.
Well, now you know. Yeah, 58 years old.
58. All right.
And I'm still going. Right? Exactly. Clap it up. I'm still dope. At 58.
Still dope.
I'm loving it. I'm loving
great.
It.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
That's great.
This is so nice of you, twin, to do us this set out to. You know what? Because I know you had something else to do. Oh, you probably had something else planned out for tonight. Well, you said you did. So for you to put that to the side and to do this birthday, this is so cool. I just want to just kiss you on your big head. Just mwah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you so much. Everybody's going to hear about it. Yeah, so I want to thank you guys for being here with me tonight, Flip, Gene.
Hey, man.
Thank you guys, man. That's my Sacramento family right there, man. You know.
Tell Chocolate,
I'm gonna get her. You know.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get on the phone.
Hey, I know it. Hey, we need rain. We need rain in California.
Yeah,
we need some rain or something.
We definitely gonna keep you guys in prayer. You know, definitely.
Yeah.
But I want to thank everybody for, you know, tuning in. I can actually see the numbers for those that have called in and, you know, Yeah, I do. You know, there are some people that don't want to put up the numbers and people just listen and different things like that.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You know, you done taught me so much stuff. I learned how to get all around these computers and these networks and the studios and.
You're good.
Philadelphia and Arlington and all of that sort of stuff. I'm working it. I'm working. I'm
you're
excited
natural.
About the next move.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I you.
Thank
you.
You.
I too. Yeah. Thank
but I
want to
thank you guys for being with me. I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday tomorrow. Your celebration, 58. You're beautiful. You're doing your thing. And you know, I will reach out to you, Flip. My brother.
Yeah.
You take care of her, man, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, man, you hold it down now. You
Thank
take care
you.
Of yourself out there.
All right.
Thank
Everyone,
you.
I will see you on next week. I'm your worldwide host,
thank
Dr. Charles Dean. I want to thank you guys for being a part of Embracing Love tonight. Until next week, good night and God bless.
Yeah. That's cool.
Thank you for listening to Embracing Love.
Embracing Love. Embracing Love.
Hosted by relationship coach Dr. Charles Dean. Join us again next Wednesday for another episode of Embracing Love here on the hot new QLJNradio.com.
You're listening to the hot new Q.
Q. Q. Q. Q.
WQLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.